Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is the Illumination Station. We're so glad to have you calling in tonight. Normally, Jacqueline and I are on doing astrological readings on the show. I haven't heard from her yet, so she may have got hung up. So I just wanted to start the show. I know there's a couple of people that are holding on and ready for us to take a look at their charts, which I'm happy to do. And first of all, I wanted to tell you a couple of things that are going on in the heavens right now that might be of interest to you. We just, of course, had a beautiful new moon, which was stunning. And we have some beautiful things happening in the heavens at night that can be seen pretty much all over the world. And it's just beautiful energies where we can see Venus very, very bright in the heavens and Mercury as well. It's just a beautiful time of year where we see this. The moon also is in accord tonight. So if you have a chance to go outside and just look at the beautiful starry skies, it might make you very happy if you have good visibility where you live. Anyway, it's important for us to mention tonight that Chiron, the Wounded Healer, which is not really a planet, it's a planetoid, the Sun, which is the radiant light, the closest star, and Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusion, mystical talent, healing, all things unseen, and sometimes a little bit of disillusionment. They're all traveling very, very close together in the heavens at this time. And because of that, I think a lot of people are looking into how they can feel better, how they can be healthier, brighter, more positive, and they want to make their dreams happen. And it's a time for us to take a look at that, because Neptune hasn't been in Pisces for a very, very long time. And during this period of time with Neptune in Pisces, we can birth new genres of music, new art forms, some of them even being electronic. But imagination becomes much more important. People are going to want to entertain the arts more than maybe they have previously. And they want back a little bit of the antiquity, the romance, and faith that knows no reason, but just is so. And this is our time to do that. The bright part of the heavens right now is that Venus, the love planet, the planet of love and romance, and the moon today are kissing in Aries. And Aries is a very interesting sign. Aries is the sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb. And because of that, it's just a beautiful energy to have together. So we are thinking about loving and nurturing and also motivating the people that we love at this time. We still have two major planets that are retrograde. Mars, the planet of action, blood, war, and libido, is retrograde in Virgo. And so a lot of us are getting reorganized. We're trying to work smarter, not harder. We're trying to analyze things that we previously couldn't understand by looking very deeply through that retrospect window. And for that reason, it's a very pensive time. And it's sometimes difficult to make strong, long-standing decisions. It's a good time to make temporary decisions and to try new solutions, but not necessarily a time to carve it in stone until closer to the end of April, after Mars goes direct on the 13th of April. Saturn, the great teacher of the zodiac, is exalted in Libra in its last degree. It went retrograde very recently. And because of that, if you're involved in a long process or a large process, if you're trying to work with responsibilities and you weren't sure exactly where to go, now is a time to, again, to review what's fair, to really try and think in a very temporal fashion of what's going on, and to make a fair judgment. It's a good time to make apologies. It's a good time to reclaim long-term associations and friendships. And it is a time, if you're trying to get something done legally, you can run into some delays, especially if it's something you've been working on for a few months. So have the expectation that sometimes, because Saturn's exalted in Libra, delays can work in our favor. So it may work out better than you could have anticipated. Well, I'm Aphrodite North, and you can find my website at www.aphrodite.com. My partner, Jacqueline, she reads out in Stuart, Florida right now. She's down there this time of year, and she is an excellent astrologer as well. We're hoping that we'll hear from her soon. And in the meantime, I think I'm going to start to take some callers. I have several people that have called in early that are waiting for me to take a look at their chart. So here we go. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hello.
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 Hello. How are you doing tonight? Hey, Danielle.
Yes.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. It was nice to see you yesterday.
Yeah, thank you. And Randy's on the next call, I think. He's in my room on his phone.
That's great. I'm always glad to hear from you, too. It's really wonderful. So what do you want to know tonight?
What is it that I need to know?
Okay. Let's look at that. Let's look at the main theme right now where everything's pointing. Okay. Where your greatest blessing is located in your chart tonight, when I say this, I would like to look at where the trines or the blessing lines are congregated, okay, within the birth chart, weighed against the cosmos above us as we're speaking on the phone. And what I'm really seeing you right now is I'm seeing you trying to establish two things. One thing I see you trying to establish right now is you're trying to establish a stronger personal love relationship, which I already know about, but it's written in the heavens here tonight. We're seeing that very strong because your part of fortune and your vertex, or your electric ascendant, are both at 4 degrees of Capricorn, and they're in perfect trine to transiting Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, in Taurus in the ninth house of God watching. So you're bringing the divine into the situation, and you're also trying to appreciate what you do have in that relationship. So it's a great time to be working on that over the next month or so. Also, because the ninth house rules metaphysics and spirituality, and I know you've been on the spiritual path for quite some time, Danielle, this is a time, again, where you're going to learn some new things. And some of it's going to be about making your work, your business that you're birthing, also fun and interesting for the people that you're talking to. Because a lot of times people come to you because they want to feel uplifted. And I know you're working with people's nutrition and wellness and trying to help them to get on a better track as far as feeling good. Okay?
Right.
So that's where your focal point is, where the doors are wide open for you at this time. So it can be very, very creative. The other interesting thing in your chart, which I wanted to share with you tonight, is that Chiron, the wounded healer, is kissing the sun in Pisces, in the heavens above us as we're speaking. And there's some beautiful trines to your Mercury in Cancer and your Venus in Cancer. So this is a time that your loving nature, your nurturing energy, can help other people heal tremendously. And I'm not just talking about romantic relationships now either. I'm talking about other people in your life that you're beginning to know better, and some of them are kindred souls. They are also trying to help to seed the light on the planet, okay?
Right.
So, again, you've got a lot of good things going for you right now, and realize when you walk in a room and you speak to a person that you're already sending them healing energy, even if you're not doing it consciously. It's a natural, beautiful thing that you're going to feel very, very strongly for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay?
Awesome. Okay, awesome.
Awesome. Great. Well, listen, honey, I'm always glad you call in. I'm always glad to talk to you. And I'm sure I'll catch up with you again soon.
Okay, thank you. And I think Randy's on the next call, I hope.
All right, great. God bless.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. I guess we're going to pick up Randy next. Randy,
hello.
The Illumination Station, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. What can I do for you tonight?
I want to know when my house is going to sell.
Ooh, okay. That sounds interesting. Now, I know I have your information on my laptop, but I don't have it on my main system, which I'm on right now. Can you give me your birthday?
Yeah, it's 11-10-59.
And your time of birth?
11:06 a.m.
And where?
Right, Virginia.
Now, has the house been on the market for a while?
Yeah. About
how long?
7 months. 8 months. Let's see, since July last year.
Okay. Is it a beautiful house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very beautiful. I know you're pretty handy from what I understand, aren't you? You can make anything beautiful.
Yep.
That's really great. Well, in order for you to liberate yourself from a piece of real estate, usually you have to have either planets transiting in your second and eighth house or in your fourth and tenth house. Now, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, just entered your fourth house of home about 2.5 weeks ago in your chart right now. Now, because Jupiter is there, it usually can be very fortunate, okay, for you if you're trying to sell your house. Now, my question is the house being shown?
Yes.
Great. Okay. And there's really not much to do to it. It doesn't need much fixing up, does it?
Nope.
Nope. So because Jupiter just got in this house, if I were you, I'd ride the wave. You could get very lucky between now and the end of June. Okay? And the reason is because Jupiter's going to be in Taurus that long, transiting that house. Now, your part of fortune is in the fourth house in your chart in Roanoke. So let's just take a look at when Jupiter passes across that star to see if you're going to get liberated. Okay, I'm just going to pull up my ephemeris here and take a peek.
All right.
We need it to be right around 18 degrees, which puts it probably the last week of April could be very fortunate for you. Okay? As far as being able to claim the income from the house. Now, because Mars is retrograde right now in Virgo, and it's going to be going direct on the 13th, you could even have somebody that looks at it now, okay, ponders it a little bit, and by the time you get to closing, it could go through, okay, by the end of April. So I would really concentrate on showing it, and I would concentrate on getting it out there right now. Now, as far as the house is concerned, is there a garage?
Yes,
or
not attached. It is in the garage.
Okay, all right. Because I'm looking at the garage and I'm thinking that there's something not right with the garage. I don't know what that is. That's how it's showing up in the chart. I'm thinking that there's something not quite right with the garage.
Could be just full of, still got junk in it.
Okay. All right, well, people are going to be looking at that, too, when they look at the house, so just keep that in mind.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
Yep.
Well, I'm so glad you called in tonight, Randy.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for the hearts on Facebook.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, have a great night.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North, for those that are just tuning in. And I'm doing some live astrological readings, and I'm asking you to have your birth time, date, and place ready. And also, one profound question that I can answer for you on the air. I have several people on hold, so I'm going to go ahead and pick up another caller. Greetings, this is the Illumination Station. How can I help you tonight?
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. And what's your name?
My name is Maria.
Hi, Maria. It's nice to speak to you.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Can you give me your birthday?
It's August 31st, 64.
That's August 31st, 1964?
Yes.
And what time were you born?
8:32 a.m.
And where were you born?
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Where?
In Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Cheyenne, Wyoming. And where do you live now?
I live in Nevada.
Okay. Can you give me the name of the city in Nevada so I can relocate you?
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Ooh. Do you like it there?
Yeah, I do. I don't think I could live anywhere else after living here.
Oh, really? It's just a whole different experience, right? What
question
did
you have?
Well,
it's the fact that you can do what you want to do no matter what time. You know, if you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and want to go grocery shopping, you can, you know.
Exactly. So what question did you have for me tonight?
I'd like to know what you can tell me about my daughter, and I have a teenage daughter, and we have just been butting heads, having some, you know, really serious fights lately. I just want to know what you could tell me about that. Hopefully
okay,
you'll see it ending soon.
All right, when's her birthday?
My daughter's birthday?
Yes.
It's June 29th, 94.
Okay, let's take a look at her chart with yours and see what's going on. What time was she born?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I don't know exactly. I know it was in the morning. It was 8-something.
Okay. And where was she born?
In Vegas.
Oh, Las Vegas. Wow. Well, first thing I want to tell you, she's got some very, very strong planets. She's a Cancer sun, but she's got a lot of planetary energy also in Scorpio, which again means that she does have a desire for privacy. She can get very intense, can't she?
Oh, she is very intense.
Okay. And the thing is, and I think that right now it has to do a lot with, I want to say, she is just going through a very, very intense phase. She wants basically to dream a new dream. Is she in school?
She's in college.
Yeah. So now is she in school locally or is she in school at a distance from you at this time?
No, locally.
Okay. And she's trying to be very independent?
Yeah, well, she's trying to be very independent, but, you know, I'm still trying to help her as much as I can. But, you know, I mean, I could, you know, just say, do you want this for dinner? And it just, like, sets her off. She's just so hormonal lately. It's just, oh, my God, it's awful.
Oof. Okay. Okay. Well, I really don't feel that there's a lack of compatibility between you and your daughter. So this just started a little while ago, didn't it?
Yeah.
The difficulty. Before that, you were really close, weren't you?
Extremely close, yeah.
Yeah. You were kind of like best friends. And
right.
Now my feeling is, of course, it's been a shift of consciousness. And, she, you know, again, I feel that she is trying to kind of come into a little bit of her own power right now. And I don't think it's going to last forever, but I definitely feel it's evidenced right now in the heavens. And what I want to do is I want to take a look at you in the inner wheel, she in the middle wheel, and then the planets where they are right now to see if some of these things are being triggered. Yes, they are. Okay. So you came in here. You're a Virgo sun, and you have Mercury, Uranus, and Pluto all in Virgo. Okay? She...
Uh-huh.
She doesn't have anything but Chiron in Virgo. So it's happening, even though you're trying to help her, she's reading it as criticism rather than helpful energy, at least some of the time. Okay?
Yes, that is so true. So true.
Yep. And I think it's hard for her to control it because of the fact that that's how she's seeing it. Now, a lot of people are experiencing this. The difficult thing about Mars in Virgo is some of us, sometimes we just want to choose who we take our advice from. And I think that's where she's at right now. She's choosing her own teachers, her own mentors in some way. Now, because Mars is retrograde in Virgo, the misunderstandings that are going on can last until mid-April, to be fair. And then once Mars moves forward, once Mars moves forward, I think it's going to be easier. So I do think maybe it's more important for you, rather than asking her what she wants for dinner, wait and see if she goes to make her own dinner or she has a suggestion. Sometimes listening more and asking less might not set off a lot of the triggers for you right now anyway, okay? But I don't really think it's going to persist that long. In other words, this is not something where you've hit an obstacle that you can't overcome with her. It's going to work itself out.
Okay, and you think in April things will start changing?
Yes, I think they will, and I think that you just have to hang in there with it as best as you can. You know, I mean, you have a really nice chart. You have both your Venus and Mars in Cancer, so you're a very nurturing person, you know, and you can actually help her to balance her yin-yang energy better. But from what you're telling me, she's experiencing some hormonal changes too, and so right now that balance might be difficult for her to achieve. And when you note it, it might just aggravate her because it's confirmation that she is feeling this. Now, has she been to see a doctor about this?
Yeah, they put her, you know, on some medicine and stuff, but it's just been a little bit over a month. But there are some days, you know, that it's just like, oh, my God, I can't take this kid, you know.
Well, one of the important things for you to remember is that the moon, which rules mother-daughter relationships, okay, the moon is the fastest-moving heavenly body for what I do as an astrologer. The moon changes signs every 2.5 days. So if you have a little calendar and it tells you when the moon changes, you might see that there's a couple of days that she's really just not in a really great mood. And then when the moon changes signs that following day, all of a sudden things could actually be pretty good for the next 2.5 days. And this is kind of a way for you to kind of say, well, okay, I don't have to really address this with her right now. I don't want to put her under a lot of unnecessary pressure because she's already feeling pressure already. And like I said, it's a little more than 6 weeks, but I really feel it will work itself out. It might just take a little longer for the medication she's taking to work. That's pretty normal.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, thank you so much for your insight. I do appreciate it immensely.
All right. Well, you're welcome. You have a stellar weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night. This is the Illumination Station. And I'm Aphrodite North, and I'm glad if you're watching or listening. And also I have some callers that are waiting here for astrological readings from me. Our call-in number is 213-286-6741. If you want to call in, I'm ready to take the next caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Great.
My name is Sarah.
Sarah, that's a pretty name. Is that Sarah with
Thank
an
you.
H?
Yes.
That means you're an older soul, you know, with that H.
Really?
Yeah, when's your birthday?
August 6, 1959.
And do you know what time you were born?
12:15 a.m.
And where were you born?
In Midville, Midville, Georgia.
All right. Now, do you still live there?
No, I live in Florida.
Oh, really? Where do you live in Florida?
Jacksonville, actually.
Jacksonville. All right. I drive through there several times a year.
Really?
Yeah, I have family down in Florida.
Yeah, you have to watch your signs when you drive through Jacksonville because they have switched up and made our little interstate or throughway, you know, change. And why they didn't leave the signs like they were, I have no idea.
Well, you know what I usually do is I take that little road that goes around Jacksonville so I don't have to deal with the stress. It costs me 20 minutes. At least I'm sane when I get down to West Palm Beach is where I'm headed.
Right, 295.
Mm-hmm. And what can I do for you? Do you have a question for me tonight?
Well, a career question. You know, I'm not sure if you can give insight or anything, but I had a job interview Saturday a week ago, and I'm still waiting to hear back from my recruiter.
Okay. And what kind of job were you looking for?
This actually would be a mortgage loan closer.
Well, you want the good news or the bad news first? Well, right now you've got Saturn, the great teacher of the zodiac, is retrograde in your sixth house of work and service to the public. So it appears to be moving backwards. Now, the person that you're working with as far as the job is concerned, is this somebody that you've known for a long period of time?
No, it's actually through a staffing agency. You know, I interviewed with them first, and then they sent me on an interview with the company itself. They had like a mass, interviewing from 9 to 1, I guess, on a Saturday afternoon, or Saturday, I'm going to say just on a Saturday, for different positions, different staffing agencies as well.
Okay. Well, the way it's looking here right now is if you've already interviewed twice and you're waiting to hear back from them, how do they usually notify you? They notify you by phone? Or they notify you by email?
I won't get a call from the company. I'll get a call from the recruiter because that's, you know, who I'll be working, you know, getting my paycheck from.
Okay.
It's the staffing agency.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know how they will do it. This is my first time working with them. So I figure email or phone or email, you know, one of those two ways.
Okay. Well, right now you don't have anything transiting into your first house just yet. The moon's in late Aries right now. It's going into Taurus tomorrow. And it's going to pass over your ascendant and go into your first house on Monday. So you may hear from Monday from this person about the job opportunity. I don't know if they basically work on weekends. I wouldn't think so.
No.
But nonetheless, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, though, is only in Taurus every 12 years, and it's sitting on your part of fortune. And you've got some nice trines and blessing lines backing you up right now. So I feel you getting gainfully employed is very close. Now, because the moon's going to be moving into the first house, you're more apt, again, to be recognized or approached with the moon in the first house. But I feel that even if they contact you on Monday or Tuesday, I really still feel that there might be a delay until you actually go in and start working the job. Not a long time, but I still feel there's going to be a little bit of lag time. It could end up being a week or two before you actually could get started. Do you follow me on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that'll be good.
You're very industrious. You're a very industrious woman. I mean, you're a Leo sun, but you've got a lot of planetary energy in Virgo. You're very meticulous. You're very detail-oriented. You're very good at serving the public. You always want to be part of the solution. I tell you what, they're lucky if they get you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'd be looking for Monday and Tuesday. The moon is exalted in Taurus, too. It's a little bit more black and white because Taurus is the earth sign is ruled by Venus. So my feeling is if they like what they see, they'll just call you up. It'll be pretty matter-of-fact, pretty straightforward. It would be a great time to be notified. So I'd be putting in your thoughts and prayers Monday, Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, listen, you have a stellar night.
All right. Thank you. I will continue to listen.
All right. God bless. We're doing astrology readings tonight. I'm Aphrodite North, and we have a few callers that are already on hold. I just wanted to tell you a little bit about what we're doing. What I'm doing is I'm just taking your birth information, and I'm looking at a picture of the heavens above us as we're having the conversation, and looking to see what the planets can tell us about how the energies are moving through your life in different ways. And so it's usually very interesting, and it's very person-specific. We're taking our next caller now. Greetings. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Is this me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay. Thank you. I do astrology. Oh, hold on. I do astrology as well, so I love to talk astrology, and I know my chart really well, and please feel free to just talk shop. I'm excited to talk.
Oh, great. I love that. Oh, that's wonderful. When's your birthday?
Okay, March 15, 1957, Berkeley, California.
And what time were you born?
11:48 a.m.
Now, do you still live in Berkeley, California?
Oh, heavens no.
Okay, where do you live now?
Well, currently I live in Denver.
Denver, Colorado? Okay,
that's
let's take a look at that. I've only been through Denver, and it's just gorgeous.
Don't tell anybody. Don't spread the word. We don't want people coming here.
Well, you know, in
Berkeley,
California.
Especially them Californians. What?
In Berkeley, California, you came in with 6 degrees of cancer in 48 minutes on the ascendant.
Correct.
And in Denver, there's a little bit of a shift of energy. And it goes to 22 degrees of cancer in 32 minutes on the ascendant. That's quite a change.
Yeah.
Many of your planets just went into new houses, and it was probably a real birthing of self-expression. Wow. Awesome.
Yeah. Well, I've been all over the country. I lived abroad, you know, so it's not a big deal. I've had my rising. I lived in Asia. That was a real change of a rising sign.
Well, you know, it's interesting because in your chart in Denver, the Sun, Mercury, and Venus, which all travel very close together in your chart, are all in that ninth house of distant travel, foreign lands, education, being the minister, being the healer, being very spiritual. Oh, wow. You got a nice chart, honey.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I would say it's a hard chart because of that Saturn. But anyway.
Well, just because Saturn's squaring the Sun, again, a lot of times what it does encourage you to be a perpetual student and a perpetual teacher.
That's very true.
Yes. Yes. Now, do you have any particular question you wanted to ask me tonight?
Yes, I sure do. I have been outside of my career since 2004, so about 7.5 years now. I really absolutely need to get back into it. And I need to get back into my career, and I really need to begin making the money that can result in, which will then change my housing situation much more for the better. So it's all interconnected. So I guess I really want to see, because the career move reentry will then open doors for the housing to be improved. And so I guess that's really what my question would be. When does God smile on me and give me a chance in my career again?
And what kind of career is it?
I'm in communications, writing, editing. Well, editing, you know, but writing, it's really the writing that I came here to do. I mean, I don't mean Denver, I mean came into life to do. So that's what I'm really looking to get back into, the more creative side. But I wouldn't mind, you know, some editing. I'm very, very, very good at that, as you can imagine, with Moon and Jupiter and Virgo. So proofreading, stuff like that.
Well, as you know, Mars is doing a little bit of a dance in Virgo this year. You know, it went forward in Virgo for about 6.5 weeks, and now it's retrograding. So even if you have applied and you've used certain vehicles to be looking for the opportunity, go ahead and reapply if you hadn't heard from them in a little bit of a while, because right now, Mercury is basically sitting right in your Mercury return over those last couple of days. And Mercury is the communicator of the zodiac, and it's heading towards your sun sign right now. And the sun is going to be moving in and opposing Mars and Virgo, so chances are you're going to be doing a lot of rewriting of things, okay, if you get a job right now because of that retrograde energy of Mars. Basically be doing punching things up. And because in the Denver chart, your Mercury is in that ninth house, so you could even do a lot of editing on the internet, international publications. Are you bilingual?
No, not fluently. I mean, I certainly know more than, you know, very, very basic sentences, you know. But in Japanese. My German is really, really rusty as well. So, no, not bilingual, but, you know, more, I don't really want to go that direction.
Well, I think for some reason it's important for you to be working for some kind of a publication or some kind of a company that is on the internet, international, read from people from all over. And like I said, I think it could be very imminent because the planets that are going to be moving through Pisces now. I mean, the sun's only at 6 degrees. It hasn't even hit your Venus yet. And also, because of Mars being retrograde in Virgo in the third house, which is all about communication as well, even though you haven't, like you said, been working your career for a long period of time, I'm sure you have plenty of things to send to a potential employer that
you
already picked up at.
There's actually a an opportunity that appeared on the internet. It's a local one for editing on an on call basis. You know, per item basis. I did apply. I have not heard from them, but it still would be very unpredictable income. But at least it would be a little foot in the door and maybe would move me into some additional work as well. So that's kind of what I'm hoping will come through.
Well, I'm thinking that I think it would be nice if it came through, but because it's an on-call situation and you're looking for something that has a little bit more of a bite to it, I would still be looking while you're waiting to hear from them. Only because you could probably work for them even if you did find something that was a little more stable as well, and then you get caught up twice as quickly.
Right. Well, when
because once you start the writing, you're going to take off like a rocket.
Well, when does that opportunity really arrive? I work in food service right now, very menial. I'm not going to tell you what I do. It's very menial and it's very low pay and it's very boring and it's very depressing because I'm capable of so much more and have done so much more.
That's why I think it's very important for you to focus on that which you're trying to create. And, you know, you were born with the moon and Jupiter pretty close to each other. They're within about 6 degrees.
Yeah.
And because of that, to go back into the writing, you are looking for something where you are going to be paid a good amount of money. And, again, it should be very diversified, okay?
Yeah.
So it should be a multifaceted kind of publication is how I'm seeing it, where they might have a hard copy version, but they might also have an Internet version. I really think you're going to be going that way because that's how it looks to me in your chart.
Yeah, because of the ninth house.
Yes. Very expansive. And with your kind of background and having dealt with all different kinds of countries and cultures in your past, you're very, very multifaceted as an individual.
Yes.
And because of that, I think you could edit just about anything, especially if the publication covered more than one interesting story. See, you need to be, again, in a situation of maybe rewriting but also writing. And that can unfold within about a three-month period of time because of Mars. So I would be looking for that.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate that. Thanks so much. And if you don't mind, would you mute me so I can continue to listen?
Oh, we'd love to have that. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North, and I'm very glad that you are listening tonight. I'm taking live callers for questions regarding the transits they might be experiencing by our ever-moving planets to see what doors are opening and closing. We're going to take our next caller now. Hi, you're on the air. This is the Illumination Station. Hello? Are you there? Hi, you're on the
Hello?
Air. How are you doing tonight?
Hello.
Hi there. Hi there. This is Aphrodite. Do you have a question to ask me tonight?
Hello.
Hello. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. You'll have to try and call back. I can't hear you. Good evening. You're on the air. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you tonight?
Oh, just fine. I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you.
Great. What's your name?
My name is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How are you doing tonight?
Just fine. I'm actually so glad I got through.
When's your birthday?
May 26, 1956. I was born at 3:30 p.m., Brooklyn, New York.
And do you still live there?
I live in Queens.
Ah, close enough. It's less than 1 degree of arc.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like living up there, don't you?
Well, I've lived elsewhere. It's just that I came back.
Well, sometimes that's a really good thing. Sometimes coming home is where you need to be.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, did you have a special question for me tonight?
Kind of. What do you see regarding employment?
Employment. What would you normally be doing?
Actually, I've been trying to change careers for the last couple of years, and instead I haven't been able to because the economy is so poor. So in the meantime, I've been doing a lot of temp work of almost any nature.
Okay.
I think I should be in a management position in the nonprofit sector.
I think so, too. Yep, because you definitely here want to help people that are less than fortunate. Big in your chart, especially right now, I'm seeing very clearly. And I do think that you could talk to just about anybody, anytime, of understanding, you know?
Yeah.
Have that natural ability. And it's very interesting what's going on here because, now, have you worked before with people that had, like, a lot of problems?
Yes, and I couldn't take it anymore. The stress was just too much. And to be frank, some of the people were just whiners.
Absolutely, I can understand that, but I really feel that that is really what you're meant to do, but in a different way. Okay?
Yeah,
and like I said, you're thinking
that
you want to be more administrative, and I think that's a great idea because you already have the experience of dealing with people that have a lot of problems, and you're trying to find solutions. For you to be in a position where you have people under you that they can benefit from your experience and how you did deal with it would be actually the best mix for you right now. And part of the reason...
Well, the whole idea of going back to what I used to do, I really just couldn't stomach it. It's like a big block. The whole idea is behind me, and I want it to stay behind me.
Well, because Saturn is retrograde right now on top of your Neptune, what it's saying is whatever skills you used at that time, how would you redefine them moving forward in the future? With everything that you've learned through your experiences, how would you redefine that and create the perfect job now? Okay?
Yeah, if
you're working for a not-for-profit, you're working for people that do have difficulties, and I feel, again, I think that if you were working in association with an organization that perhaps helped people with some kind of a medical condition, or help people to save the animals and save the planet, I still feel you want to be part of the solution here, just not in the same way, okay? And so I really think that opportunity could come to you very quickly.
Well, I've been gone for a couple of years, and it hasn't come. Is there something that you can see from the chart where I should be focusing my energy, maybe, to make sure it's my next few efforts are more, result in something?
Well, I do really feel more towards the medical aspect, okay? Whether it's a cure for heart disease, a cure for cancer, a cure for muscular dystrophy. I mean, I just feel it somewhere along the line here, it has to do with healing. And I really think that that's where you need to focus. Now, a lot of these not-for-profits, especially the larger ones, they don't necessarily show up in the usual places. You know, you go on their site, you see basically if there's positions available. It's very... I want to say it's company specific. So if you were to do that and introduce yourself back in the situation that way and see if they do need a coordinator, if they do need someone, again, to do marketing, these kinds of things, because you are the kind of person, you're very, very resource oriented. And on, again, people being generous, donating, getting behind in one way or another, where they donate space, events, or whether they donate actual monies. And so I really feel to go onto some of these sites that are not-for-profit and to take a look, because often they will have an employment segment on the site. But I think if you do it directly that way, you'll make more progress quicker.
Terrific. And the healing, can it be healing of the earth? I really don't have much interest in medical things for people.
Well, for people to have healthy air and healthy water, okay, and healthy food that's not bioengineered, those things are also coming up right now. The green machine is a big movement right now.
Yeah.
And the thing is that because of the way that your chart is set up, the more that you focus on what it is you do feel called to do, and I think the way you're going to find that is through meditating on your options. You know?
Thank you so much for this information.
You're welcome. All right. Well, you have a really wonderful night.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North, and we're doing live astrological readings this evening, so I'm ready to pick up my next caller. Greetings, you're on the air. This is the Illumination Station.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well, how are you?
Great, great, I can't complain at all. And what's your name?
My name's Annette.
Nice, pretty. And when's your birthday?
It is April 2nd, 1964.
April 2nd, 1964. And what time were you born?
3:15 p.m.
And where were you born?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Raleigh. And do you still live there?
No, I do not. I am now in Boston, Massachusetts.
Ah, I was born and raised in Worcester.
Yeah, Worcester.
Worcester. How do you like Boston? How do you like those winters up there, huh?
You know, we have not had a winter.
I know. My family lives up that way. I'm pretty familiar with what's been going on. Same thing with Virginia. We've had really wonderfully mild winter this year.
Yes, yes, because some of my family's in Virginia and nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No,
we just got a little snow last weekend, and it was beautiful. And then 2 days later, my daffodils came up.
I'm seeing that now. The crocuses are starting to come through.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
It is.
Even
and
the
have
songbirds. Now I'm now starting to see hear the songbirds.
Oh, I know. I love them. Oh, I love them. I've got a beautiful garden with all these bird feeders, and it's just wonderful. Every morning, it's pretty.
Oh,
did you have a special question you wanted to ask me tonight?
Do you see a relationship coming forward?
Oh, boy. I see a relationship trying to come back.
Oh, Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, you know, it's just one of those things where maybe it has to go through another period of resolution. It may be a little bit about forgiveness before you can move forward. But I do see a relationship that's going to try and come back. And my feeling is I try and deal with it with kindness but common sense, because I don't think there's any reason to hurt the person.
Yeah.
And I think
now
you just don't want to fix anything anymore. You just don't want to fix anything anymore.
Yes. I don't want to hurt him, because that's not what I want to do. I don't want to hurt him. I mean, I don't want to. I've gotten over the anger, the disappointment.
I know, and I think that, again, I think you did your absolute best, because that's just the way you are. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing that's happening, though, this is the good news that lies ahead, so just so I can get you focused on that. Uranus, the planet of catastrophes, it rules things like lightning bolts and hurricanes and falling in love and all the things we have no control over, but it also rules having a revelation or an epiphany, okay? And Uranus, within a month, is going to be sitting right on your Mars in your eighth house in Boston, okay?
Uh-oh.
Which means that you can meet somebody that can absolutely knock your socks off.
Uh-oh.
And this would be somebody brand new, and they're probably not originally from Raleigh, and they're probably not originally from Boston. So they're a transplant like you from somewhere else, and chances are they would be so honest that you would be startled by it. That's the energy I'm getting, really strong. Okay,
wow.
I'm going to go with that. And so if I were you, I would definitely take in some of the nice nightlife they have going on in Boston. And I really cater to places that are a little bit more eclectic, a little bit more you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because
you want somebody that likes what you like for entertainment, as well as just in a relationship, you know, in a home situation, having dinner and all that kind of stuff. You want to basically be an out-and-about girl, okay? And this is your time to create that. I mean, I think that this could be wonderful for you. I think, like I said, I think it's important to, like you say, exercise kindness but firmness as far as dealing with this other person who does have a lot of problems.
I need to be... I'm sorry, what was that?
They have a lot of problems still. You know, and
he does?
Yeah. Yeah, but I think he's working on it, and I would acknowledge that, but they still got work to do.
Yes.
Okay? And you're looking for something that's fresh and new and going to kind of, like, light up your life. You're there.
Yeah.
Now, I want to
yeah.
ask you an interesting question, which I don't know if you considered it or not, but have you ever really gotten seriously involved with a musician?
Oh, gosh, when I was in my my early 20s, there was someone that I was dating who, he was a jazz player.
Yeah, because that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing somebody that probably would be able to play with a group or an orchestra, but also could play even in smaller spaces with a smaller group. And I'm looking at somebody that basically loves the music. I don't necessarily think that's the way they make their money, but I think that that's what they do some of the time. So if you do like to go to places where they have jazz or different kinds of music of that nature, I'm going to encourage you to incorporate that into your nightlife now.
Okay.
No time like the present, right?
That means you do it tonight.
That's right. It's a good night. That's why I try to have the show early enough so that people can go out and about after they talk to me.
That's good. I like that. So
well,
I'm
good
so
luck.
I'm going to meet him
informed.
In the
I
sure will. I most certainly.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend.
Honey. You too. Blessings to you.
I will. Bless you. Bye. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North, and we're doing live astrology readings here tonight for another 15 minutes, and I have a couple people here on hold, and I'm ready to take my next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air. I guess I lost him. You're on the air. Oh, we'll take our next caller. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. Hello? Are you there? Hello, this is Aphrodite. You're on the air. Hi, how are you? Well, I don't think that call is going to go through. Hello? This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hello, is it me?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What can I do for you tonight?
I'd like a reading.
You'd like a reading. Great. What's your name?
It's Steve.
Hi, Steve. Are you having a nice weekend so far?
Yes, it is. A beautiful day in Cali.
Okay. When's your birthday?
It's 9/18/56.
And what time were you born?
5:35 a.m.
And where were you born?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. How nice. And where do you live now?
In California.
What city?
Oh, San Diego.
San Diego. Do you like it there?
Very much so.
Ah, beautiful weather most of the time, huh?
This is true. I'm wearing flip-flops right now. Well, not flip-flops, sandals.
Okay. Well, I'm not. I'm in Roanoke, Virginia. It's a little bit nippy today.
I know. I feel for you.
Well,
I'm used to cold weather in Ohio, believe me.
Well, I like Roanoke because I'm at the foot of the Blue Ridge Mountains, and I have all the seasons, but they're usually quite mild. Yes. Now, what can I do for you tonight? Did you have a special question for me?
Just what should we... I guess I'm mainly more concerned about career, as far as when you see opportunities and things, when it's time to jump on the things. I know Jupiter is moving into my 10th house in June. Gemini in the 10th house. But maybe that's different because I've moved to California. So that's
yes,
maybe it's not in the 10th house anymore.
It is different. It's actually it's in your 10th house already.
Okay. Oh wow, interesting.
Yeah, when I relocated
to know.
San Diego, your midheaven star sits at 25 degrees of Aries in 45 minutes. So Jupiter's actually been there for about 6 months. And the difficult thing here is that you have to remember, because you seem to know a little bit about astrology, so let me just tell you, in San Diego, Taurus is intercepted in the tent, okay, which means there's no doorway. Okay, so in other words, you have to open your own doors here. You can't necessarily expect
okay.
to just come
okay.
in easily, okay? But the nice thing is
right.
you've got a beautiful
right.
lineup of energy around your moon. Oh, my God, it's just beautiful. What do you do for work?
Oh, I work as a call room manager, but I'm also a musician.
Well, I'll tell you what, the musician stuff is really hot right now. Wow.
I like that.
I mean, Neptune just entered Pisces. It hasn't been there in quite a long time, and basically this is a time for the muses to come forth. It's a time for imagination, new genres, new ways of people perceiving vibration. It's a great time for really get creative with your music. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
And it's interesting because Mars, the planet of decision, and it's in Virgo, which does real work and service and making money, because in your San Diego chart, it's transiting your second house of being able to create income. And it's retrograding right now in Virgo, which just means that it is a time to reorganize your life and really claim your abundance. It's retrograding right on top of your natal Jupiter, okay, over the next week or two. So it's very important for you to kind of be out there and maybe talking to people more about the music.
Okay.
And
do you
have contacts there in San Diego?
Yes.
Okay, great. This is a time to reconnect. Because with Mars retrograde, they might be trying to put together a new band and put together new kinds of presentations.
And also I'm venturing out to L.A. in a week from today to make contacts as well.
Oh, perfect. Because you know what? It's almost like food when you go there. That's how it feels when you look at the chart. It's almost like a very pleasant repast of making connection with these people again to feel more full, more confident, more excited about what you want to create for the future. And it's just right on top of you. So I feel psychically you're picking up on a lot of this stuff already.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. And this is a nice cycle of time for you to be out and about and really enjoying some of those nice warm friendships, some laughter. The travel, even the trip itself, could be very fun.
Oh, good.
Now, are you going up there by yourself, or are you going up there with one other person?
By myself.
Okay. Well, then there might be a very interesting person there when you get there, that you really have a
okay.
lot of laughing and scratching to do and storytelling.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes. Because I'll be doing this on a monthly basis.
Excellent.
Going there on a monthly basis.
Excellent. This is good for you. This is very good for you.
Okay.
And the potential here because, right now, you see, your north and south node, their polarity is 2 degrees of Sag, 2 degrees of Gemini. So you're in a very active T-square with your natal moon in Pisces, and the sun in Chiron are sitting right on your moon, which means that the kind of music that you can generate can heal people, somehow make them feel better or more pensive or more motivated. What kind of music do you play?
It's blues, jazz.
Beautiful, because I just feel it's really going to speak to the people that are listening. I feel very good about this.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
All right.
What type of astrology? Is it called relocation astrology?
Well, yes, exactly. I relocate the people so that it takes about 13 lunar months for you to adjust to the new energy grid where you relocate yourself. You have to go through each cycle of the moon, the full moon and new moon, for 13 months, and then all of a sudden your energy grid kind of settles in the new location. So now what happens is the timing just feels more appropriate. Okay? And so that's basically what you're feeling now, is you're feeling maybe it's time to go. But because Saturn and Mars are both retrograde, what's going to allow you to do is to reclaim your friendships, reestablish yourself in a new way, and really enjoy this.
Great.
Okay, well, God bless. Thanks for calling in. Have a stellar night. Bye-bye. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Jacqueline?
Yes?
We're just getting ready to end the show.
I know. I apologize.
No, that's okay. I couldn't remember if I told you when we had our conversation after the last show. And I said, well, maybe I didn't make it clear that I put the time down. Maybe I didn't tell her. So I said, well, I'm just going to have to go ahead and take as many calls as I can. And we're at the top of the hour, but I'm so glad you called back in. For those that are listening, this is my friend Jacqueline, who usually does the show with me. And we got our wires crossed, which can happen with these retrogrades.
Absolutely.
But why don't you go ahead and give them your information, Jacqueline?
Well, I live in Stuart, Florida, and they can call me at 772-286-2720.
Right, and I'm Aphrodite North, and you can reach me through www.aphrodite.com. That's aphrodite.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page, The Illumination Station, and leave either one of us a message. We're always happy to get back to you. We do readings all over the country and beyond. We do record them for you. We look at everything very specifically in your chart. And we'll be here next week. We're going to be starting two-hour specials. And the first hour, Jacqueline and I are going to be doing our readings with you like we always do. And then for the second hour, we're going to have a very special guest, Reverend Stephen McLean. He's a pastor at the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel. He's a certified medium. He's a very, very interesting gentleman. He's very much into karate. He's a wonderful spiritual person, and he's going to be a lot of fun for the interview, and he'll be willing to answer your questions about mediumship. So we're going to have a really fun time next week. We're going to be here between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m., and we're going to really make it very fun and very entertaining and very interactive with you, our listeners. Bless you all, and have a fantastic week.
See you next week, I promise.
All right, thanks, love. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.